Welcome to From a Particular Point of View. Hi, I'm Dale. This is a podcast where we dig through the garbage and look at American life and times from a perspective of faith.
There's only one God, man, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that.
We're on a mission from God.
Politics.
Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away?
An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can.
Entertainment.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you, man.
And nerd.
I'm a nerd. I'm pretty proud of it.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain, too.
Why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
How dare you? How dare you?
Lighten up, Francis.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Get off my lawn.
So sit back, literally or figuratively, and enjoy American life and times from a particular point of view. Hello, everyone. How you doing? This is Dale, and this is From a Particular Point of View. You want to reach me, get a hold of me, comment, questions, concerns, whatever. You can either go to watercoolercomments@hotmail.com or watercoolercomments@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to hit that like button on either Rumble or YouTube, although I've gotten one warning from YouTube for hate speech, I guess. I don't know what that is. I really don't, considering the First Amendment covers any kind of speech. So, anyway, hit the like on YouTube and also on Rumble, and I don't think I'm on any other, I think on Spotify and Apple. I don't know what all has the videos on it, but either video or audio in either way. So that's the best way to do that is, either make comments during the video or just, again, watercoolercomments@gmail.com or watercoolercomments@hotmail.com. So how you doing this week? It's been quite interesting, at least in the news-wise. Indeed. This little teaser here, I guess, this week is going to be, the episode is going to be about... It's called Failures of the Screens. What I mean by that is, in my opinion, the failures of both the big silver screen and the little screen when it comes to good, wholesome family entertainment. So, I kind of got the idea about this-ish during the Super Bowl when I didn't watch the Super Bowl halftime show. I went to church to watch the game, and... Out of abundance of caution, the leaders of the church decided we aren't going to watch that because we know it's probably going to be garbage, so we won't watch it. And from the pieces I've seen afterwards, they were pretty much correct. After all, there's a Satanistic-looking character singing and dancing, and everybody's in red. And anyway, you get the idea. So I kind of got the idea from there, and I've been thinking about that. And also... when I see different TV shows, either from the past or, from the present-ish, things just occur to me as I'm watching this as to how they're presented, who the leading character roles are, and whatnot. When I was in college, I took a class called Gender and Communication, and I took this class for a reason. Considering that when I took the class, I was hoping that sometime in the near future, I'd actually have my own radio show. And the class, I was hoping, would teach me, or lead me, guide me, whatever, to how to communicate more effectively with not only males, but also with females. So I took this class. Oh my gosh. it was 3 months of male bashing. Yeah. One thing that she did do, it was a female teacher, is that she did have us, in order to prove to us how male-dominating this country is, how much we smush and hold down the female, how patriarchal we are, she asked us to do an unofficial report, and she pretty much said, keep it in your mind, look at all the media you can, radio, TV, internet, newspaper, magazine, anything, movies, anything at all that you come in contact with when it comes to communications, no matter what it is. And you will, she said, you'll find out that it's all about men, for men, to men, by men, selling men's products in a manly way. So I thought, okay, I'll challenge accepted. So I took her up on that challenge. And for 3 months, I studied TV shows, movies, radio, magazines, newspaper, internet. I studied everything, and I found out that what she said was almost the complete opposite of what she said. Almost the complete opposite. And the funny thing is that 90% of the students in that class agreed with me. And she's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I see it all the time. I see it all over the place. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, if you're looking for it, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. And perhaps I am looking for these little bits, but from what I can see, you know, I mean, I don't watch a lot of popular TV because most of it's garbage. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, so what I'm going to do now is, as per normal, go through the list of news events that's happened over this last week. And it's been a kind of hot one for news, of course. The first one I have written down here, and this was an early one here, so, yeah. Let's see if I can bring this up here. Yeah. Oh. I gotta do that again. I didn't have the volume quite up enough. In honor of, I guess, not that she needs honor.
How dare you?
Yeah, Gretchen Thornburg will get an honorary doctorate of theology from the University of Helsinki. When I first heard this, it didn't say honorary. I don't recall if it was Fox News or CBS or whichever it was. Any more Fox News and CBS News are pretty much the same thing anyway. Fox News might lean a little bit to the right, maybe, but Fox and CBS, Fox has turned into another alphabet news network. I have little to no respect for the Fox as a news network. I still like some of their talkers, but Fox is a news organization. Yeah, they're nearly squat. Close to it. Anyway, so when I first heard this news, it said that Greta Thornburg was to get a doctorate of theology from the University of Helsinki. And I'm thinking to myself, she's still pretty young. And the last thing I knew, it takes a few years to earn a doctorate degree, to actually earn one, to do the work to get a doctorate degree. And then you thought to myself, wait a minute, she is like the leading role model for young people in the myth of climate change. Enough to go in front of the UN and do a speech so she can say,
How dare you?
Yeah, so she can say that. And so it's like, so she's doing she's earned herself a doctorate in theology when everyone knows her as the climate change girl or something. So that's, So that just gave me the idea that, okay, so that goes to prove that climate change is a religion and not science as they claim. Yeah, go figure. I don't know. Anyway, this has been a hot topic in the news. And again, depending on where you get your news from. Apparently, because when I first heard this, was like Monday when I first heard this, I guess Trump tweeted out that I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday, because I guess it came out again about him and Stormy Daniels allegedly having an affair or something like that. It's like, oh my gosh, really, people, really? And I'm going to be arrested. And he says, I want you people to protest. And the funny thing is, I didn't read the texts. I heard about them, or the tweets. I didn't read them, but I heard about them. And the interesting thing is, you would think that if he really did say these things, you know, go out there, protest, burn, destroy, kill, go get them for me. If he really did say these things, that the news would actually have verbal him saying, yes, that he did say, here's proof. But with how the news lies to us, for them to just say, yeah, Donald Trump said this, my thought is, you really expect him to believe that. You really expect him to believe that Donald Trump called to action people to protest. And right before I came on here, I looked on one of the front pages to one of the search engines, and actually has a very, of course, ugly picture of Trump. And apparently he says, if I'm arrested, burn, destroy, kill, loot, whatever. You get the idea. Kind of like what Antifa and BLM did during 2020. You get the idea. Anyway, but according to CBS News, I believe, is that the media is gearing up, either is or was gearing up, for another insurrection, finger quotes here for the audios, finger quotes, I mean, insurrection like J6, and calling, once again, CBS is calling, whether you support, wouldn't matter what your support is for Trump, no matter if you're a diehard MAGA fan or just, yeah, like him, he's okay. If you are a Trump supporter in any degree, you are a violent, right-wing, domestic extremist. Now, I might be off on that just by a little bit, but for the most part, I think that's really, really close to what they said on CBS News. So I, and maybe you, are a violent, right-wing, domestic extremist. Anyway... okay, and the crazy thing about this is that again, it's about Stormy Daniels, and in my opinion, if he did have sex with her, purpose, not purpose, whatever, okay, I mean, it's not illegal, it's immoral if that's what happened. And I guess what I originally heard was that if he was to pay her off with campaign money, that's illegal. And the interesting thing about it is that in normal circumstances, that'd be a misdemeanor, which is penance. But the district attorney, I think, of New York, or whoever this joker is, he said, well, because of who it is, we're going to make it a felony. That's illegal. To my knowledge, you can't do that. You just can't choose who you're going to nail on a felony for something like that, you know. But then I guess yesterday or something, you know, I mean, it's been known for a while, but I guess there was a letter that Stormy Daniels wrote back in 2018, I think is what it was, that pretty much said that, you know, yes, I got paid for silence. But the funny thing is, she mentioned in a certain matter of way, she mentioned something like, well, yes, I did get paid for hush money, but it's really interesting that I got paid for hush money for something that never happened. We never had sex. We never had an affair, blah, 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 you know. So pretty much, because at first they said, he's getting arrested Tuesday. Well, if not Tuesday, then he's getting arrested Wednesday. And I heard, well, if he doesn't get arrested Wednesday, he'll definitely get arrested Thursday. And then I heard, well, if he doesn't get arrested Thursday, probably next week. And then I heard, well, maybe next week and maybe not ever. So the thing is, they're trying so hard to nail anything on Trump. Anything. And he's been investigated for, what, 6-8 years? Constant barrage of investigations. I mean, they know everything about this guy. Everything. Everything. They've been digging and digging and digging. The Democrats have probably hired the best investigators money can buy, or even the ones that money can't buy, to dig up anything on Trump. And what have they found? Nothing. Nothing illegal. Maybe some immoral things, possibly, but to my knowledge, nothing illegal. And believe you me, because I've heard him say, well, when he was building and with his businesses, he's doing something illegal, he's doing this illegal, he's doing that illegal, he's fudging numbers, blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking, you know, if he really did something illegal, believe you me, the media would have it out there. The media would bring it up out of the muck and say, see, look what we found on him. So, anyway. I guess it came out, CBS News came out, that there is going to be some books that are being banned. I'm not sure how I feel about this, because I am a huge fan of the First Amendment. So I don't really know. I guess it depends on the material as to, you know, I mean, and that and where it's at. CBS News was complaining that the banned books, or the books that were being banned, they mentioned that most of the books being banned were written by minorities and the LGBTQ, LMST, QRST, you get the idea, that by people like that. So, again, it's like if it's in the library, okay, but if it's in a school's library, get them out of there. So, I mean, I don't know if you could ban them or not, if you should, but still, I just thought it was kind of funny that they weren't caring about, the only ones they were complaining about banning was banning from their voter base, from minorities, allegedly their voter base, which is changing, and the gay community. And when I say gay community, it doesn't mean, I do group them all in once, whether you like it or not. So, anyway. Speaking of books in the wrong place and whatnot, there is a bill that passed through Congress, bipartisan support, I might add, called the Parents' Bill of Rights. As I understand it, this bill would make the school system much more transparent. The parents could see what is going on in their child's life in the schools. They see everything's wide open, ask for it, there's everything. And it also, as I understand it, as I heard or read or something, that it was also supposed to take out sexually explicit material from the schools. Because I guess, I saw on a, you know, it was a year or so ago, maybe you've seen it too. I think it was a, I don't remember if it was a Twitter video or somewhere, I might have been on Twitter, where actually has a parent with a book that she got from her kid who went to that school. And she began reading from this book. And the book got extremely sexually explicit. And the school board, oh, you can't say that in here, you can't say that in here. It's like, well, this is what you're giving my kid to read. So they're reading it, right? So why can't you? No, we're not going to hear that. No, it's too much, it's too much. Anyway, I'm guessing it's books like that that this bill was supposed to take out. You know, sexually explicit material. As I understand it all, it also kept out critical race theory from the schools, too. This bill had bipartisan support in the Congress. Chuck Schumer, who was the Senate Majority Leader, has vowed it dead on arrival, so it ain't going nowhere, which I thought was interesting. And he said it was because it was too many holds on it, too controlling, something like that. It's like, so he wants books in schools that have sexually explicit material in them? He wants white kids to feel of they're inferior, nothing to black kids? He wants black kids to feel like they're the minority and they're worthless? I mean, what? I don't get it. Anyway, so unfortunately, my friends, the Parents' Bill of Rights that Congress did pass is hitting a brick wall in Senate, which means that Chuck Schumer is in charge of that, doesn't surprise me a bit. And I'm pretty sure that if it did go through the Senate and Congress, that Biden would veto it. Like he vetoed that was it some kind of health insurance thing or something, I heard? But the funny thing is about that is that they took out anything that had to do with the gay community and climate. You know, social and climate and all that stuff, and he vetoed it because it wasn't in there. They try everything they can do to get in race and climate into everything. It's ridiculous. It's just, oh, it's terrible. Anyway, a couple more things here. I guess I heard a news piece today that the White House is worried that they may get stuck with Kamala Harris. Because I'm guessing that, I guess there's some heatness. There's a bit of bickering going on in the White House that not a lot of people like Kamala Harris. Not a lot of people have thought she's done a good job Or for that matter, okay, to the people out there listening, what has Kamala Harris done? If I had a cricket sign up here, a cricket sound up here, I'd be playing that right now. Because believe you me, if she was to do something constructive, something satisfying to the American public, you know the news media would have all up in our face. Look what she's done. She's our champion. Look what she hasn't done squat. I mean, within the first, what, month or so of her being allegedly the vice president, Joe Biden sent her down to take care of the border crisis. And these every, and yeah, see, we'll see how, we see how that went. She hasn't done squat. And a word that started coming up that I've really been enjoying that matches her pretty good is she is really good at word salads. I heard that on a news show recently. It's like, oh my gosh, that is an awesome term, word salads. So pretty much, as I guess, if you, in case you don't know, a word salad is somebody who speaks a lot of words that really don't mean anything. They might go together, they might not. And that's what Kamala Harris is really, really good at. Joe Biden tries to do a word salad, but he just mumbles off and my hairy legs and just mumbles. Corn Pop is a bad dude. And you get the idea. I mean, if I would some one of these days, I'm going to try to go ahead and piece together his Biden's greatest hits into an audio file and let you guys hear all the stuff that he has said. Anyway, so the thing is about with Kamala Harris, there's no, I guess nobody likes her, and there's some bit of a scuffle inside the White House about whether to keep her or not, whether to find somebody else. But see, they can't not, they can't get rid of her, because if she gets, if they get rid of her, what does that make Joe Biden look like? Makes him look like a white, not supremacist, a white bigot. I mean, after all, he chose her specifically for her sex and her skin color, which is a ridiculous. If a company was to hire somebody based solely on their skin color and genitals, that's illegal. You can't do that. But I guess Joe Biden, Democrats can. They do it all the time. So if the Democrats decided to find another vice president for this next run, Kamala Harris could have them, can own them. It's just you're a sexist. You're a bigot. You get the idea. So they, as I understand it, they're right now they're in a bit of a conundrum, because we know we can't win with Kamala Harris, but if we choose not to run with her, let her run with us, we're gonna get it from our fan base. So yeah. Anyway, CBS News again, they were seemingly proudly reporting on now there's two investigations that Donald Trump isn't down with. One of them, of course, is Stormy Daniels and his stupid, you know, alleged hush money for sexual favors that never happened, but also for the documents, the White House document. The funny thing is Donald Trump, he, as I've mentioned in earlier podcasts, as being a president, he has the power to declassify documents. So if he does have documents in his possession, wherever that is, they have to be stored properly, as I understand it, but he can still have them legally by law. But of course, the Clinton Broadcasting Service, as I like to call it, CBS sometimes, they're all giddy, oh, we got him on two investigations now. Both of them don't mean squat. So, anyway, that is it for the news for this week. again, if you... So far, if you're liking what you hear, good. Show me by liking the thumbs up on both, I think, YouTube and Rumble. At least as still as I'm on YouTube, because they could look at, you know, watch a video and see something they like and delete my thing like they'd done before. They deleted me before, so. Or go to Rumble and, you know. Anyway, you get the idea. This, again, is the failure of the screens. The big screen and little screen. There was a time where family entertainment was all over the place. It was a while ago, at least, 40, 50 some years ago, where you can go to a theater and see good, wholesome family entertainment. Whether it was a love story or action adventure or drama, no matter what it was, you might have a couple people kissing, but, and of course the kiddies, ooh, gross, you know, but, but it was nothing terrible, you know, nothing overly gory or anything like that. And if it was gory or maybe largely selective or whatever, or, you know, you would, there'd be warnings, you know what, you know, if you're going to watch this, don't bring the kiddies type thing. And even on television, where there was no suggestive anything negative, good family shows, good action shows, you know, every now and again there'd be, you know, the suggestive, like the Dukes of Hazzard, Daisy Duke. It's kind of funny, when I was a kid watching Daisy Duke, yeah, she looked cute, but I didn't, you know, it wasn't until I got to be an adult and watched the show, I was like, hey, wow, she was pretty cute, you know. But yeah, the A-Team, which is kind of funny because they shot lots of guns but never really hit anybody, never really killed anybody. They just might have knocked them out. But and all the family shows, the Cosby Show, all, you know, All in the Family. There's lots of shows out there from back in the day that was decently, you know, and in most cases these shows came with a bit of a story to it, you know, to, you know, I mean, they had crises in the family that happens in normal everyday families, but pretty much it was like you watch up 30 minutes and you, everything works out in the end, you know, for the better, more or less. And the same thing with everybody, both with movies and TV. However, of course, that's, excuse me, seemed to have changed thanks to the wokeness of people. Granted, I don't go to movies a lot. I've been to a few movies, and usually the ones that I really like or that mean something to me, I try to do a review on it on this podcast, and I've done that several times. I know that I did see, I haven't seen, well, I noticed that the weekend that Jesus Revolution came out, it was Quantumania, I think, and I think that Creed movie, I think, and what surprised me was that Jesus Revolution did as good as it did, because usually when the radio station I listen to, I'm getting ready for work, it actually has a little Hollywood piece that describes the top three movies of the weekend of the box office, and I gotta admit, I was really pleasantly surprised to hear that Jesus Revolution actually made third place. You know, they kind of mentioned it very, really quickly. And it's almost as like they didn't want to admit it, but if they didn't say it, they get called out on it. So they kind of, and third, Jesus Revolution. And that's pretty much about it. It's like, wow, okay, well, I mean, I felt it was nice to know that secular movie reporting actually mentioned Jesus Revolution, which, again, I went to it in a theater, and several people were there. I thought it was a great movie. I had, you know, I mentioned before some quirks about it, but it was really, really good. Good, you know, to me, definitely family wholesome movie. Of course it would be. but the funny thing is, for the next 3 days, all they could talk about on this movie thing on the news was about the movie Creed, and they really pushed that. I mean, suddenly Jesus was back in the bushes, you know, and nobody ever heard from him again, in a matter of speaking, which is terrible, you know, and even today, I've been, you know, the wokeness is coming up, is rearing its ugly head. The TV really seems to be pushing the boundaries of wokeness, alternative lifestyle, and the lack of good, wholesome family entertainment. Now, I'm a big Star Trek fan, and right now I'm in the process of watching simultaneously Star Trek Voyager and Star Trek Discovery. And they're okay. I mean, I'm really, you know, as per normal, there is a show, you know, Star Trek Voyager seems to be a little more TV friendly, you could say. Discovery, they seem to put more of the TV, or the movie ambiance, you could say, into the TV show. But in Discovery, there's actually a few scenes from, what was the second season? I'm not sure what season it is right now. But they actually had two men kissing on the show. Two or three, maybe even four or five times. And I don't want to see that. I mean, I don't want that shoved in my face. I really don't. I mean, if they have a relationship together like that, well, good, but I don't want them to prove to me or prove to anybody else that they love each other by kissing each other. I don't want to see that with women either. You know, I mean, if there is a relationship there, you know, maybe a quick little kiss or something, but I don't want to see two men making out. That's, to me, is disgusting. And that that doesn't ruin it, but it really taints a negative picture on any in any TV or movie I'm watching. I mean, I am enjoying the more or less the Discovery series, and as well as the Voyager series, means I'm a big Star Trek fan. On that note, that's why I really haven't been watching the Star Trek Star Wars stuff. I like Star Wars. I've seen all the movies numerous times. I have them all, of course. However, all the everything that comes out with Disney, I don't watch Disney. I do not support companies that boast and brag of their wokeness. If you're going to boast and brag and shove into my face your approval of the LGBTQLMST lifestyle, of CRT, of approving of BLM, approving of Antifa, if you're going to make it known that you accept and you support the progressive lifestyle from our country, then you get none of my money. I will not physically, I will not financially support you, and I will not buy your products, flat out. I am a strong believer in you know what I mean. I just lost the word for it. Anyway, yeah. I just don't do that. I don't want to give any companies that actually make, you know, that actually do things to support their progressive lifestyle, their progressive way of thinking, either politically, socially, whatever. I will not give them my money or support them financially or buying their products, because I know part of that money will go to promoting gay lifestyle, promoting BLM, promoting Antifa, promoting global warming, or whatever the case may be. You get the idea. And to me, that's just what Disney does. I mean, I would like to see The Mandalorian, and there's some other Star Wars movies or little like TV shows that I kind of wanted to see that I've heard about, which I would like to see. But again, I'm not going to spend my money. I'm not going to give my money to Disney just to make myself feel better. I mean, it's bad enough watching two men kiss on Star Trek Discovery. But anyway, one thing I also noticed on both Discovery, especially on Discovery, is the lack of strong, positive male role models or male roles. Most of it's female. And, I mean, you know, of course, being Star Trek, you expect different species of aliens on the ship. And there are, which is, I don't care about that. But they seem to be really up on, you know, I mean, the lead character in Star Trek Discovery is a black woman with her name is, I think, Michael Burnham. But Michael, I've never heard of a female named Michael. Michelle, yeah. But you don't, a chick named Michael? Really? Anyway, she is the strong role model, I don't know, lead female in the movie. And I think on the bridge of the Discovery, most of them are either females of different species or feminine, or you get the idea. So, and there's really nothing wrong with that, only, again, it's the woke thing of the feminism. I don't like extreme feminism. You know, what's wrong with having a male strong role? That's one thing interesting about, like, Star Trek, you know, Next Generation. There is a few strong role models, as long as a few strong female role models, or, you know, female roles in there, too. That's what I like about Voyager. I mean, Captain Janeway is the captain, and she's doing a good job. But there's also other people, like Chakotay, the first officer, you know. And even he has Faith in there. I mean, I don't really approve of the worshiping of ancestors, but I guess that's what native cultures do. Some native cultures, I guess, is they take the practice of worshiping their ancestors, I think. I don't know if that's... I think that's pagan. Basically paganism, I think, when you worship your ancestors. Or worship multi-gods or what... You get the idea. Anyway. But, yeah, there's... Actually, you know, that's one thing I like about Voyager. I mean, Voyager is a lot like Next Generation. And actually... And Voyager does mention in their TV show, make mentionable connections to Next Generation, which is okay. But it's a little more family friendly on that. Another show that I watched that is no longer on the air, but I really enjoyed it when I was watching, was Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory, in case you didn't know, was the story of four young prodigies? Four young men, probably just out of college, at least they appear to be, and they all have, they're four really smart nerds. Of course, are there anything different than smart nerds? Yes, there are. I'm a nerd, I'm not that smart. But anyway, and when they, in the first episode, two of them doesn't live there, but they are always hanging out together, these four nerds, and a pretty blonde girl lives in next door, and that is the female part of it. And it's the story of how they come together and how they develop relationships and how they mix in, they both promote and tease intelligence, higher learning, all the sciences, which is pretty cool. I mean, they even pair up three of the four men with ladies who eventually help them to refine their own personalities. It's pretty cool. Unfortunately, because they are scientists, none of them really believe in God. One of them is a Jew, but I don't think the Jewish person in that is really... I think he's Jewish because... That's the way he was born that way, or something like that. But he really doesn't. I don't remember in the TV show ever them mentioning about celebrating their faith, which is kind of funny because Mylan Beelick, I think that's what her name is, Amy Farrah Fowler on the TV show, in real life, she's Jewish. But in the TV show, there's no mention of that at all, which I guess is okay. The only person in the show who actually is a God-fearing woman is Leonard Hofstadter. He's the second, I guess, role model, is his mother. And the interesting thing is that they always seem to mock her. She comes back with quick little comments, but they always, the way she comes back with her comments, because she's from the South, she's from Texas. Texas people are deep in their beliefs. And the interesting thing is that they, how she responds in her Christian faith, to me, it's like, don't do this. It's a stereotype. That's what it reminds me of. I don't really like it. But other than that, it's a cute show. I like the comedy of it and blah, 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 blah. another one I like that's an old one, but a goodie. Well, not old, but still, it's MASH, the TV show MASH. It was going on, I think, in the 70s and 80s. I believe to this day, it still holds the record for the most watched TV, for the most watched viewers during its final episode. It's a great show. I thought it was a great show. Unfortunately, there was a lot of drinking going on in the show, and the only one who read the Bible, except for Father Mulcahy the priest, the only other one who read the Bible on a constant basis was a bumbling idiot who was cheating on his wife, you know, Frank Burns. And it's like, why can't they have a good show that actually has faith? I mean, granted, there were a lot of good episodes in MASH that promoted faith and did it in a good light, but not all the time. You know, if you want some good, clean entertainment, go to PureFlix.com. I'm actually a subscriber of PureFlix. They have some great entertainment. And the crazy thing about all this stuff here is I found... The thing is PRRI, it's a research census research group, and according to this website, this webpage, 70% of Americans identify as Christians to a certain degree or other. Now, the funny thing I thought was about this was it's showing here a pie-shaped graph, and it's split into different colors. And I don't know why they did this. I really don't. But it actually goes from white evangelical Protestant. It starts going down. You know, it's just white, even Latter-day Saints, black Protestant, Hispanic, other, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, Jewish, Muslim. It's like, why do they have to break it down? And why do they have to break it down to color of the skin? I don't know. I really don't. They didn't need to, but I guess they felt the need to. Who knows why? But, I mean, this is 2020. This was posted on. But according to this, 70% of Americans identifying as Christians or have a faith of God, a faith in God. So if that's the case, why aren't there more faith-based movies? Why aren't there more faith-based TV shows? Why not? I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, we'd watch movies like Ben-Hur. Remember Ben-Hur? Charlton Heston. The Ten Commandments. Again, Charlton Heston. And The Greatest Story Ever Told. I don't remember who plays in that. But yeah, there were some great movies with some great moral stories. You know, why can't we see more movies like that? Unfortunately, it's because, again, it's the failure of Hollywood to go woke. I don't know. Maybe because, again, as we all know, sex sells. And the more you get into it, the more you find out that improper sex sells. Like gay sex or just the alternative lifestyle of that. And, you know, like I've mentioned before, you know, what only in America can there be a gay parade where people are walking around nearly naked, rubbing their genitals, swinging their genitals in people's faces, and we're supposed to accept that as freedom of speech. But if there's a Bible study going on in a school, that's hate speech, or that's improper, or against the separation of church and state, which doesn't exist, by the way. It's just crazy. It really is. And to me, again, my friends, you know, it's the failure of Hollywood of a whole. And Hollywood is just the name I give it, considering I know that TV shows are made around the country. But a lot of them are made in Hollywood. And we know all movies can be made, of course, around the country. But Hollywood is known to be the entertainment capital of the world, no matter if it's TV, movies, no matter what the case may be. And I've been hearing a rise in the spirit of our country, and people are waking up to find God, which is awesome. With Jesus Revolution coming up, the TV show The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins is doing that one, and that is a great show. I have two of them on DVD, and the interesting thing about The Chosen is, yes, it's about Jesus, but it's about Jesus from the eyes of his disciples and the people who hung out with him and the people he affected. So it's not just your typical Jesus movie or Jesus TV show. I mean, it does have him, of course. It does definitely does mention, and it has, you know, Jesus, and Jesus is Jonathan Rumi. He even looks like Jesus, I guess. I don't know what Jesus looks like. I'd like to see him someday, and I trust I will, but they're out there. I mean, what gets me is the people who want to see it, you know, because again, 70% of this country have either they identify as Christian, they are faith-based people, they are Christians, or they love God, or whatever the case may be, that certain level of Christianity, whether it's evangelical or Protestant or Catholic, Orthodox, Mormon, you get the idea. There's always that connection with God somehow, somewhere. But for some reason, if 70% of our country was faith-based, godly, then wouldn't 70% of our movies and TV be more faith-based? It could be, except we have a problem. There's a salesman out there, Satan, and his demons. And they are really, really good. Satan can sell a freezer to an Eskimo. You know, I mean, and of course, he tends to our naughty side. And, you know, so I guess there are people out there who like watching two men kiss. There are people out there who like watching people drink alcohol. There are people out there who like watching people insult and tease Christians. I mean, I think it's terrible. Again, there are some shows that I will not watch just because I don't like the moral idea of the story or the plot. So I choose not to watch it. And there are some shows and movies that I do enjoy. Again, I strongly recommend go to PureFlix. PureFlix is a lot like Netflix. You know, only it's good, wholesome entertainment with a good moral storyline, or shows about the Bible stories in there. But it's, you know, and the funny thing is there are a few other movies in there that aren't really Bible-based, but still, the PureFlix is the good, in my personal opinion, PureFlix is what Netflix should have been to begin with. But of course, I'm looking at it from a biased angle. I'm looking at it from, you know, I'm looking at it from a Christian way of thinking, of course. I didn't put up my, let's see, here we go. I forgot to set up my ending music here. So I'm happy to do this on the fly, which I almost never do. But I'm also trying to, here pretty soon, we're going to be heading into the third season of From a Particular Point of View. And with that, I'll be pacing together another intro to the show. So, anyway, let's see here if I could... I didn't do that quite as well as I wanted to. There we go. Anyway, so a little bit of a foobar there. Again, I am not a professional production. Everything that you hear on here, all the intro, the pre, the post, all the audio stuff, I did it myself. Not that I'm a professional, but I like to think I'm okay at it. So anyway, this has been From a Particular Point of View. I am Dale. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of me, questions, comments, concerns, critics, whatever, watercoolercomments@gmail.com or watercoolercomments@hotmail.com. And I suggest if you want to see some more wholesome, decent shows without the wokeness garbage that's out there now, you have to go out and find it. You know, look at PureFlix and other networks like that. I'm sure they're more out there. They have to be. I mean, you just can't tell me that there's like one, maybe two family-type-based platforms to watch TVs and music. I can't believe it. That's what I subscribe to is PureFlix, and I highly recommend it. There are a few decent ones on Amazon or Netflix, whatever, but it's... You don't know what you're getting into with those things, and especially like, I think Paramount Plus has got some stuff. That's where I think I watched some of the Star Trek stuff, and of course Disney. But if you like subscribing to the wokeness, that's up to you. So anyway, this has been From a Particular Point of View. I am Dale. So until next time, my friends, God bless, take care, and get out there and entertain yourself with some good, wholesome family entertainment. Until next time, have a good one. Take care.